This is Mark Gregory for Star News. With the nominations for the student elections in full swing, I spoke to current association president Freddie Ford about his hopes and expectations for the incoming president, as well as some tips for a successful campaign.
How was your tenancy in general?
I've really enjoyed it. It's been challenging and there have been lots of issues to face, but I think that's kind of part of the point, isn't it? That you've got to represent, over 8,000 students, and all have very different interests. But I've learnt an enormous amount about the union, I've learnt an enormous amount about the university, but most of all I've learnt about just how important this position is, and just how important it is that the university is guided by its key stakeholders, which is us. And I think that's really what this job is principally all about.
Yeah. You say it's been a challenging experience for you. What has been the most challenging thing that you have faced in the year?
Ultimately, I have no executive power at all. Within the union, we obviously have a team of four sabbaticals. We have the board of 13, and we also have the SRC and SSC. And within the university, of course, I have no formal position. Well, I'm on the university court, but I don't have a formal executive position. So I think the most challenging thing has been understanding the value of relationships and figuring out how to use them and manoeuvre them, not for my own ends, but for the ends of the students that I'm serving. So I think there's kind of two things there, which is learning how to manoeuvre in those relationships and get your point across and actually influence policy, and to make sure that you're doing it for what you deem to be the greater good, presumably of the greatest number of students, although sometimes those factors change depending on the issue. So kind of balancing all of those priorities and then channeling it into changing the way that something works has been tough, but really, I mean, really rewarding. And I think
I was just about to ask you what the most rewarding thing was.
Well, I think the most rewarding thing has been working with such a strong team who are all really motivated by making a difference to students. And I really mean that. I mean, we all work incredibly hard. And I look at any one of the other three officers, or four if you include postgraduate president, and five, of course, when you include the AU president, Emily Griffiths. And we all care so much about the people that we're working for. And this is not... And to not only to wake up myself with the first thought in my mind being the last thing that I was working on the night before, but to come into the office and to have those three, four, five other people around me who really care about something the way that I care about something, and for that care to be driven only by the needs of other students is, I mean, that's such a fantastic motivation, and you know, that's quite a good thing to get up in the morning for.
Absolutely. And if you could change one thing, would you?
I mean, the principle is fundamental that no one should ever think that there's nothing they would change. There's always ways we can improve. It's tough. I think I'm really happy with the way the team has worked this year. And I try not to regret things if I know that I've taken the right decision with all the information available to hand. I would like to single out areas where we could have done better, but I think part of the difficulty is that, you know, is that we all work so incredibly hard that it would be difficult for us to... difficult for me to kind of single out an area where we haven't worked hard enough. I don't know, Mark. I wish I did, but I just don't,
okay.
I'm afraid.
Okay. Obviously, the nominations are in progress at the moment, ending this week. Why would you encourage people to run for any of the sabbatical officer
specifically
positions?
The sabbaticals?
Yes.
Because, well, I think there are two reasons. Primarily, as I said before, you get out of bed in the morning to serve the needs of people, other people who care about their own lives, who have needs, and for whom you can have real influence. And I don't know how to quantify that or qualify that. It's the idea that you can make a difference to somebody that knocks on your door and says, you know, I want to trek across Greenland, I need some support, or somebody who comes and said, you know, I think I've actually been mistreated by my, you know, my academic advisor or whatever it might be, or somebody who knocks your door and says, you know what, let's raise £100,000 for charity and I want your help with that, or somebody who comes in and is looking for support for a fee waiver program for a Palestinian student to study here, or for somebody who says, you know, I've got some ideas for the redevelopment, or somebody who says, you know, convince me that redevelopment should happen. And to think that each and every one of those decisions, you can say, you know what, with a bit of work, I am in a position where I can influence the outcome of that. And I am in a position where I can make use of the fact that we have the highest turnout in elections. I can make use of the fact that we have more student societies per head than any other university in the UK. I can make use of the fact that students are looking to me to put on a Freshers Week. Or I can make use of the fact that the postgraduate community is changing and that there are needs that need to be addressed. The fact that you can change that, you are in an enormously powerful position to influence that change, and to that change is directly affecting students, and an experience you so recently have known is, I mean, that is, for me, that's been really powerful, and that has been such a motivation to, as I said, to get up in the morning, because I think sabbaticals are, in one sense, have the widest access to the university of anybody in the university at all. Nobody on the academic or university side, or very few, have the kind of purview into both the senior levels of the university and into the student will, and the student needs and what matters to students. And equally, there are a few students who have the same kind of, you know, view of the university at court level. So you're in an you're sort of the fulcrum, the balancing arm of the way that service is both delivered and received at the university. The second thing, which is slightly more kind of personal, I think, but I think equally important when somebody's deciding is it right for them, is I do not know of any graduate position, having looked at a lot myself, which offers you this kind of exposure and this kind of experience and this variety in responsibility and activities. And that, from a character building perspective, is as good an advert for any position as I can think of. Name me a position, a graduate job, where you have essentially board level experience. I mean, this is what I have. I mean, at university court level, I'm essentially a director of the university, one of the 20 odd, and I sit on two or three university court committees, let alone the senior management committees that I sit on. And the same with the union. I'm a trustee of the union, director of the union. Same thing. And from a personal development perspective, that dealing with people, having that level of responsibility, finding ways to influence policy when you don't necessarily have all the cards, is an incredibly rewarding experience.
What do you think candidates going up for the positions this year, what do you think they can learn from your campaign last year?
Well, first of all, my successful campaign had everything to do with my campaign team and very little to do with me. Well, very little to do with me in the sense that...
It was your name.
It was my name, and that was about it. But just build a strong team. I mean, when I look back at it now, I'm so proud of the people that came together. First of all, we all believed in what we were trying to achieve. You know, it's not just me that was putting forward the ideas. Mm-hmm. It's the ideas and values that were shared by the team, and that was important. But second of all, recognizing who has what skills and where they can operate best. Mm-hmm. So I had little subset teams, and I had really skilled people working specifically on what they were good at. So I had an excellent guy working on videos, an excellent guy working on design. My girlfriend is very good at design, and people who were quick thinking and could move banners around the town and all that sort of stuff. So I just think thinking really carefully about who you have in your team, specifically what their role is, and making sure that they really buy into what you're trying to do.
And how do you think the introduction of online voting has changed the campaign process?
Massively. The turnout jumped from, forgive me, I'm going to think it's around 30%, I think it was, up to about 52. And on the one hand, that represents great, because that represents greater engagement from the student body. You could also draw the conclusion that there's a greater proportion of what you might call swing voters, people who are not so ideologically committed to particular individuals that they would go out of their way to go to a voting booth to write their name down, tick a box and deposit it, and then go back out of their way again, but that will just follow a link online. I think the influence it has means that you have to work twice as hard to understand that, and this, I think, for me, has always been my core driver of how I've approached the role, has been it is not about you, it is not about the individual, it is not about the experience that you have had as a student, it is about everybody else.
Yeah.
If I represented only my experience, I would represent whatever percentage of people share or can relate to my experience. And I was very adamant from the beginning, collective leadership was the term I used, that once in the role, I will do everything I can to seek opinions and consult on the students for whom each decision has an impact.
What should the next president aim to achieve or continue from what you have done this year?
Redevelopment. Absolutely need focus on the redevelopment. And that comes from the campaign pledge I think I had most traction on last year, which is constructive relationships, which basically means, again, coming back to what I said before, you don't have any executive power. This is the university court giving you 11.9 million or whatever it is, or 11.2 million pounds, which, by the way, is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And that is sorely, sorely needed. And I think if you don't see it from the outside, you absolutely see it once you work within the building. And you think about the number of students that we affect on a day-to-day business. You've got to keep those relationships up. You've got to keep the argument strong. And you've got to think creatively and flexibly about your priorities and how they might affect the redevelopment. But the redevelopment is absolutely the key issue as far as I'm concerned.
I was going to ask you what's the most important issue that they should be campaigning on, but it is, in your opinion.
The important and recurring issues, principally accommodation and widening access, which I've worked on this year, and I would imagine other candidates will work on. But it's not for me to prescribe what's important next year. That's for the candidates to decide. But in terms of an issue that is new or different this year, or that might set this campaign apart,
is the redevelopment.
I would say it's the redevelopment.
What qualities do you think a president or the next president should have?
Flexibility, openness, and a willingness to accept that their own position is not necessarily the right one.
Okay.
So that is somebody who understands that there are many different views to many different situations, and that whilst we're here as student representatives to give the student view and the student opinion, that's not to say that we can't learn an enormous amount from our colleagues here in the union, but also from employees of the university. And it doesn't have to be a confrontation. It doesn't have to be a fait accompli that what the students think or the student associations think or initial reaction necessarily has to be an opposite to what the university wants. Mm-hmm. I've maintained from the beginning that the university and the association broadly on most issues, and if not on all issues, have the same aim, which is to make the university a better place to live, work and study. And then all the resulting things about that around cost and quality of teaching and all the rest of it, these are the same aims. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we have different ways of achieving them, but I just think it's absolutely crucial that whoever follows in this position has a maturity, a nature to be flexible and not to jump to conclusions, basically.
Cool. Would you encourage people to vote not just for the individual, but for that individual as part of the team? So, for example, if you see four candidates who have similar policies, for example, would you advise them to vote for all those four candidates, or would you advise them to vote as on the candidates individually?
The team of sabbaticals is very much a team. It is not workable, it is not desirable, and it is not necessary for any one or two sabbaticals to go off and do their own thing without the support of the other two. We have been, in my eyes, very successful this year, and we have been successful because we have worked as a team and we have supported each other on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that, from the day-to-day business of getting on with your colleagues and keeping your head up high and having confidence in your job and in your office, to actually influencing policy and decisions, has been the single, as I said, I think I mentioned it, it's been the single most rewarding thing this year, and has been what has got me up in the morning, as I said, has been that commitment to the team.
Great.
And I think students should be aware of the importance of the sabbatical team as opposed to the sabbatical individuals.
Mm-hmm. Finally, do you have any other tips for any potential candidates?
Have fun and be nice to each other. The what was really rewarding actually last year was the first thing I did when I knew I was running, confirmed, was call all the other candidates for my position and wish them luck. And I strongly suggest that everyone does that. They all wish each other luck. They maintain a mutual respect and a common understanding that although their views may differ on certain objects, that they are all, you know, competitors in a fair game.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, enjoy it, have fun, and be graceful in both victory and defeat.
Great. Perfect. Thank you very much.